This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Nearly 100 health care providers have filed complaints saying Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina has not paid their claims for months. The state's largest insurer says software glitches are to blame. Since January, thousands of customers have been overbilled, enrolled in the wrong plans, dropped from coverage, or didn't receive proper insurance cards. And that means providers cannot be properly can't bill the insurance company for their services. The backlog claims are putting some small doctors' offices at risk of shutting down. John Murawski has been following these developments for the News and Observer, and he joins me now on the State of Things. Welcome back, John.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing well. Take us back to January and remind us exactly what happened earlier this year with the software problems at Blue Cross.
Okay, so very briefly, Blue Cross has about somewhere between 400,000 and 500,000 customers who buy their own insurance. These are individual policies that you don't get through an employer or Medicare. You just buy directly from the company or online or from an insurance agent. And they were transitioning these people last year from a legacy software system to a new platform called Topaz, and the software is actually called Facets. They knew they had some problems with these transitions, but they went ahead to transition these people, and most of them are on the Affordable Care Act, by the way, and they thought they could fix the problem in January. They would just retroactively make some fixes, and it might inconvenience some customers, but it wasn't going to take that long. So we're now 4 months into it, and the problems still aren't fixed. People are getting, as you said, they're getting the wrong coverage, or it's not the policy they picked, or their prices don't match up, or they keep on getting dropped. And so it's now trickling down to the doctors, and the doctors are, when the doctor treats a patient, the doctor typically will take a copay, like $20 or $50 for the copay, but the rest of the payment will come from the insurer. And so the insurer, Blue Cross in this case, can't process these claims. It has to manually process all the claims, and there's a delay of 60 to 120 days. Normally, they would process them within a week or two, and they have up to 30 days to do it before they have to pay interest to the doctors.
Well, it's kind of an interesting problem. On the one hand, you can think of just the initial glitch, right, creates a backlog. So you've got to, first of all, take time to straighten out all of these customers and make sure they're on the right plan, being billed the right amount for their premiums. That backlog would take time to fix. But the problem hasn't been fixed, so it's actually building. So you've got more cases kind of lining up as you're unable to pay the backlog of cases. It's kind of getting worse for people, huh?
It appears basically that the software system that they're using has totally crashed or partially crashed, but it is they can't keep up with it. It's much more complex than they thought it would be. They've never had problems fixing software before. It may take some time, but this one they essentially seem to have to rewrite it from scratch. They're sort of some people have described it as building the airplane as you're flying it.
Yeah, well, and so initially, obviously, the problem for customers not having the right plan, being billed the wrong way, but now, as you say, providers are starting to feel the pinch because they can't bill. So how does that work? What's the billing process, and how is that tied into the sort of you having the wrong plan?
Well, so the providers, some of them now are in a position where they're having cash flow problems because they have a high percentage of patients who are on individual policies. So these are not people on the state health plan, which is administered by Blue Cross, or not people who get insurance from their company, and which would be administered by Blue Cross, but these are people who individually bought their insurance on the federal exchange or from an insurance agent or from a website. And so when you have a high percentage of these patients, you're essentially your revenue goes down. It could go down by 50% or more in some cases, and they have bills to pay, and they have employees to pay, and they have and so they're experiencing cash flow problems. Some of them are actually solo practitioners. They don't have a secretary. They don't have a nurse. In this case, they're actually therapists. They're mental health therapists. And the one I talked to a few days ago, actually is going to be in a position where he's going to have to start paying his bills by credit card and accumulate credit card debt.
Well, you mentioned the fact that Blue Cross and Blue Shield is going to have to pay some kind of penalty interest. His credit card interest is probably somewhere around 18 or 23% or whatever that is if you have to carry a balance on your credit card. What does Blue Cross and Blue Shield have to pay in interest for being late with their payments?
If they're late by more than 30 days on a clean claim, meaning the claim has no is complete and there's nothing confusing about it, they have to pay an interest to the provider of 18% annually, and that's basically 0.05% a day. And if it were a full year, it would be 18%. However, this is early on in the year, and so many of these customers are still working through their deductibles, and they may have, and these policies have large deductibles, sometimes $5,000. And the deductible is the part that the customer has to pay first before the insurance actually kicks in. And so on these deductible parts, Blue Cross doesn't have to pay. The bill is actually owed by the patient, not by Blue Cross, until the patient gets up to the deductible limit, which is $1,000 or $500 or $5,000. And there is no interest there because that's an obligation owed by the patient. But the doctor can't bill the patient because the doctor has to get the thing processed from Blue Cross.
Oh, so even with your deductible, that should come out of your pocket that Blue Cross isn't responsible for. They can't even begin billing on that because we just don't have the system straightened out. So nobody's getting the bill. Is that kind of it?
Basically, that's what's going on, yes.
Well,
and it's affecting 15% of their claims. So 85% of their claims are going through cleanly and they're being paid. This is what Blue Cross tells us. And the 15% of claims are the ones that are these individual claims that were transitioned from the legacy software. They were put into the Facet software, and the whole thing crashed. So those 15% of claims are being done manually right now.
And what has some of these complaints have gone to the North Carolina Insurance Commission. What has Insurance Commissioner Wayne Goodwin said about the backlog and its impact?
He said he has met with Blue Cross CEO Brad Wilson, and he has demanded that the situation be rectified immediately, and he says he will hold the company accountable. And he's afraid that these small solo practitioners could actually go out of business if this continues.
Hmm. And are you hearing that, too? You've talked to a number of practitioners yourself. You talked about one who may have to start using his credit card. Any other fallout that you've detected through your reporting?
They filed complaints to the Department of Insurance, and they have a similar theme that they are running thin on cash, and this can't continue. They can't continue for indefinitely going like this because eventually they won't have the money to run their business.
Talking about the impact of computer glitches at Blue Cross and Blue Shield today on the State of Things. John Murawski's with me. He's a reporter for the News and Observer and has been reporting on this. Has there been any fallout at Blue Cross and Blue Shield?
Well, we've had two executives who resigned unexpectedly. One was the chief operating officer, and most recently the person who resigned was the person who was overseeing the software implementation. And so those are two resignations of two executives associated with this software implementation.
As you said, this is affecting practices that deal mostly with people who have their own individual insurance plans, not working through employers, et cetera. Is there any kind of regional breakdown? Do we find these practices in one place more than another, or are they pretty well spread throughout the state?
When I ask for complaints from the Department of Insurance, I only ask for complaints from the Triangle, so I could call some locally. But they're all over the state. It's throughout the state. But we obviously will have more doctors in metropolitan areas than we do in rural areas. So we have more people who are on Blue Cross in these metropolitan areas. So I think the problems are concentrated in areas where there are more people and more doctors.
Does this mean, though, that we've pretty much seen the limit of how many practices and how many complaints there might be, since you said, you know, about 15% of the client base in this particular category is affected, even though the computer problems haven't been solved? Is this the limit of the number of complaints we're going to see, or will that number grow as well?
There's no way of telling. I mean, if the situation isn't fixed, people will continue complaining. And Blue Cross says it's making progress, but we've had situations where, for example, where patients, or what they call their members, their customers, have had their situation was sorted out, and then they get back to the Department of Insurance and say, my situation was sorted out, and again, I'm looking online and I can't find proof of coverage. I'm being billed the wrong amount. So the problems resurrect, even with the same people whose situation received individualized attention. So I think the problem is ongoing, and I don't know how close they are to getting it fixed, because we're not really getting detailed updates from the company.
What recourse do providers have to collect compensation in this backlog? In other words, how costly, how expensive, how time-consuming is it for them to try to get paid now that this thing is hung up in the process?
Blue Cross says they have a plan in place for providers who are in financial distress. I don't know what the details of that plan are, but Blue Cross says they are trying to help people who are in financial distress. I talked to a therapist a few days ago who said he attempted to take advantage of this plan and was told that his claim would not be expedited. He was actually sent a letter, so he showed me the letter from Blue Cross that said that. So maybe Blue Cross will start expediting claims now that there's more attention being paid to this. The Department of Insurance expects them to resolve it immediately, so one recourse is to say that you have financial distress or financial hardship. Another is to contact the Department of Insurance and see if they can intervene on your behalf. Some of these people, just like some of these customers, are angry and they're talking about hiring lawyers. And, you know, it's a very emotional issue for them right now. I don't know whether it'll actually go that far. But people are very upset about it because it causes them tremendous stress.
All right, John, thank you for the steadfast reporting and thanks for being on our program.
Thank you very much.
John Murawski is a reporter for the News and Observer. Just ahead, we're going to preview an exhibit at the North Carolina Museum of Art about the work of Child Hassam, and you'll hear about that on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.